You hear that? That's almost nothing. That's the sound of me cycling through the streets of London, down Brunswick Square, past the Renoir, on one of the new bicycles. The gears are a bit old and there's only three of them, and I'm basically just going in third all the time. And you can probably hear the wind, because I'm now starting to move. Oh. But the brakes do work, so that's okay, and it's not too clunky. Came down from King's Cross this morning, and I thought I'd missed the first day, but even though I only registered for the scheme yesterday afternoon and paid over my 45 quid for a year's membership, it was in the post before I left the house. So I now get to do the cycle ride from King's Cross down to Holborn Tube, where I'll pick up the central line and take it out to Television Centre, where I'm working today. And it's certainly much nicer and pleasant. No problem so far. Activated the key in the on the train on my way down. Plugged it in, it worked. The bike's a little bit chunky, like people have said. The Barclays branding is obnoxious and intrusive and unnecessary, and we shouldn't be selling off our public real estate like that. I'd pay more not to have it branded Barclays. I'd even prefer it to be branded Boris, even though it's not my choice of mayor. So far, it's very nice. Haven't been killed. If I have, then this will be my last audio, obviously. And it seems to just work. The key thing now is going to be whether there are actually any places to dock once I get to Holborn. There are supposed to be two sites down there, but one of the reports that I've read from the early announcements is you can't necessarily predict there's going to be a space to put it in. I'm not that worried today, but if I was going to start using this sort of thing generally to go to and from places in London, that would be a major concern. And I think I probably have to get one of the apps and hope that they can update things like where there are docking spaces. It'll need a little bit more planning, it'll be a bit less spontaneous, but it should be much more predictable than the tube. When I worked at The Guardian a few years back, I used to keep a bike in London, because then I knew it was 8 minutes from The Guardian office to the railway station. And if I can do that sort of thing now, then it'll be fine. Okay, so I better start concentrating on where I'm going. I'm just outside the Russell Hotel at the moment, and not audio booing. So, this is roving reporter Bill Thompson with what I suspect is one of the earliest boos from a London bike. Signing off.